Welcome back, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into something that I'm sure everyone listening can relate to, mood swings. But we're going to go deeper than just, you know, like feeling moody. We're going to uncover the science behind those ups and downs. We'll talk about the why, the how, and maybe even some like yummy strategies for kind of riding those emotional waves. Our guide for this journey is this super interesting book called Handling Mood Swings with Grace and Chocolate. I mean, honestly, who doesn't love chocolate?
Oh, absolutely. Chocolate definitely has a special place in a lot of people's hearts and maybe even our brains. But, you know, before we get to the good stuff, let's unpack the science behind mood swings first.
Okay, so the book talks about these usual suspects, right? Stress hormones, lifestyle choices. But, like, why do those things specifically mess with our moods?
Okay, well, imagine, like, your brain has all these little messengers. They're called neurotransmitters. And they like zoom around delivering these messages that affect everything from how you feel to like how well you sleep. So when we're stressed, our bodies pump out all these hormones like cortisol. Now, a little bit of cortisol is actually good, right? It helps us deal with challenges. But when it's constantly high, it can really throw off the balance of those neurotransmitters. It's kind of like having all these messengers running around with like mixed up messages.
Yeah.
And well, that can lead to, you know, sudden shifts in mood from happy to like irritable or even down in the dumps.
So basically, if I'm feeling extra snappy after a crazy day at work, it might not be because my partner forgot to take out the trash again. It could be my brain messengers going a little haywire.
Exactly. And, you know, understanding that can help you respond to those situations a little bit better, you know, with a little more grace. And not just for yourself, but for, you know, the people around you too. But stress hormones are really only part of the picture, right? Other neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, those play a huge role in, you know, regulating mood, sleep, and even appetite. So when these are out of whack, it can definitely impact, you know, your emotional state.
And the book also mentions hormones beyond like the stress response.
Yeah,
right?
Well, absolutely. Hormonal fluctuations, especially like during puberty, menstruation, pregnancy, menopause, these can significantly impact mood. You know, estrogen and progesterone, those are two key hormones, and they directly influence neurotransmitter activity in the brain. So it's totally natural to experience, you know, those more noticeable mood swings during times when these hormone levels are shifting.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's like this complex symphony of hormones and brain chemicals all kind of playing together to create our emotional landscape.
I love that analogy. That's a great way to put it. And speaking of things that might influence this symphony, the book actually goes into the history and the science of chocolate. Did you know that the Aztecs actually used it as currency?
I did read that, and honestly, it just made me want chocolate even more. But besides like the cultural significance of chocolate, what's the actual science behind its like mood boosting powers?
Well, so it turns out that chocolate, particularly dark chocolate, it contains these compounds that can actually trigger the release of those feel-good neurotransmitters we were talking about, serotonin and dopamine. And it's not just like a fleeting feeling either. Some studies suggest that the flavonoids in chocolate, which are these powerful antioxidants, they can improve blood flow to the brain. And there's even some research that suggests that they might actually help protect brain cells and boost cognitive function.
Wait, so are you saying that having some dark chocolate could actually be good for my brain?
Well, it's not a free pass to go eat a whole chocolate cake or anything. But having, you know, moderate amounts of dark chocolate as part of a healthy lifestyle, it might actually contribute to both mood and cognitive well-being.
This is amazing. It's like chocolate is this superpower disguised as a delicious treat. I'm definitely on board with this whole chocolate therapy concept that the book talks about. It sounds like a really great way to mix self-care with a little bit of indulgence.
Totally. And, you know, the book talks about how to pair the enjoyment of chocolate with these mindful self-care practices, you know, like creating those little moments of joy just for yourself. Like, imagine, you know, savoring a piece of dark chocolate slowly after a warm bath or while you're reading a good book, or even like taking it with you on a peaceful nature walk.
I love those ideas.
Yeah.
It's all about finding these simple ways to incorporate little moments of pleasure and intention into your day. And, you know, the book also mentions the power of humor as a mood booster, which honestly, I think we could all use a little more of, especially when those mood swings hit.
Oh, for sure. Laughter has so many amazing benefits. Like when we laugh, our brains release endorphins. Those are like natural mood lifters. And plus, you know, sharing a laugh with friends or family, it strengthens those bonds and it reminds us that we're not alone in, you know, dealing with life's ups and downs.
Speaking of laughter, I have a story that just might do the trick.
That reminds me of this one time.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm too curious about these like practical tips for handling mood swings. I was especially intrigued by the mood journal thing. Have you ever like actually tried keeping one of those?
Oh yeah, journaling can be really helpful for becoming more self-aware. The book suggests like keeping track of things like your diet, your sleep, and the activities you do when you notice your mood shifting. It can help you see those patterns that you might not notice otherwise.
It's kind of like playing detective with your own emotions.
Yeah.
But like, what happens after you start noticing the patterns? What do you do then?
Well, the more you understand your own personal triggers, the better you'll be able to like manage them. For example, you might realize that certain foods or like not getting enough sleep make your moods more like up and down. Or maybe you'll notice that you're more prone to mood swings in certain social situations. And once you've kind of figured out what your triggers are, you can start to develop strategies to either avoid them or at least cope with them better.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what about those times when you really need like a little extra support? The book talks about building a support system, which I think is so important.
Oh, absolutely. I know it can be tempting to like isolate yourself when you're feeling down or irritable, but honestly, talking to like trusted friends or family can make a world of difference. Sometimes all you really need is someone to just listen without judgment, and it can be really validating to have that. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's always a good idea to reach out to a professional. Like a therapist can give you those really valuable tools and strategies to help you cope.
It's kind of like having a personal trainer, but for your emotional well-being. Okay, now for the really fun part, chocolate. I was so excited to see that the book actually has some yummy-sounding chocolate recipes, and they even suggest making your own little collection of like mood-boosting chocolate
Oh,
recipes.
I love that idea. Turning your kitchen into a little self-care sanctuary sounds pretty amazing to me. They have this one recipe for chocolate-covered fruit that looks so good. It's like healthy and indulgent at the same time.
Yeah, I was thinking about trying that one this week. Maybe even get a little creative and try it with different kinds of chocolate and fruit to find my perfect combo.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. There's also a classic brownie recipe, but with a twist. They add things like walnuts or like a sprinkle of sea salt to give it more flavor and texture.
Ugh, those sound amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe we should like challenge our listeners to get in on the chocolate fun too. What if we encourage them to try one of the recipes and then share their creations with us on social media?
I'm totally down for that. We could have like a virtual chocolate mood boosting party.
I love it. What a great way to connect with our listeners and spread some joy. And speaking of joy, the book ends with this really thought-provoking question. I think it's the perfect way to wrap up our deep dive today.
Okay, so the book asks this question, and it really got me thinking. It says, if chocolate can be a tool for self-care and mid-management, what other everyday pleasures could you like incorporate into your routine to create more moments of joy and balance?
It really is a powerful question, you
Yeah.
know? It makes you stop and think about the simple things that bring us joy
Yeah.
and how we can like actively try to include those in our daily lives.
Right, like maybe it's listening to your favorite music while you're making dinner, or taking like 5 minutes to meditate, or even just calling a friend to catch up. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or expensive. It's more about creating these little rituals for yourself that just lift your spirits. Yeah, and I think that's a beautiful takeaway from our deep dive today. Mood swings are totally a normal part of life, but we don't have to let them control us. By understanding the science behind them and developing those healthy coping strategies, and yeah, even indulging in a little bit of chocolate therapy, we can learn to ride those emotional waves with more grace and resilience.
So to everyone listening out there, as you go on your own mood-boosting adventures, remember to be kind to yourselves, embrace those moments of joy, and hey, don't underestimate the power of a little bit of chocolate. And if you try out one of those recipes from the book, be sure to share your culinary masterpieces with us on social media. We'd love to see what you come up with.
Until next time, happy mood boosting, everyone.